Welcome back to Family Affairs. We're here with the authors of a new book, Relational Shifts. The book is subtitled, A Family Doesn't Have to End Just Because a Marriage Does. And we're here with the authors of the book, Julie Rappaport, her ex-husband Lee Lieberman, and their daughter, who is soon to be 15, right? Two weeks. Oscar is a person that you met on a trip when you were in the process of separating from, from Lee.
I fell in love, but I really had no idea if I was going to see him again.
Right.
What I recognized was that it was the piece that made me go, I cannot be married any longer.
Right.
When Oscar did come to visit and eventually stayed, and eventually we got married, it was a very tumultuous time in all of our lives.
When Oscar first moved here, there was a play at Tasha's school, and you were in the play. And you would talk to Lee, you talked to Julie before the play and said, if you bring him, I'm not going to come, or don't bring him to this show. But yet you went there and you sat in the front and you actually saved two seats for Julie and for Oscar. And when they came in, you waved him down and said, come sit by me. And Julie, you sat down between Oscar, your new husband, or was he? I don't think you were married at that. Maybe
no.
You were. You hadn't married him yet. You were still.
Our divorce papers were not even signed yet. So
and then
it
you
was
sat
scandal.
You sat between the two of them.
It definitely wasn't easy. I mean, the emotions were extremely high at that time with Oscar here. And, you know, the mind just takes over and you're just working on pure emotions. But when I walked into the auditorium and I saw all these parents sitting next to each other and I saw just all this happiness, you know, I sat down and I told Julie before, do not sit on the right side because I'm more on the Republican. You sit on the left side because you're more Democrat and do not come in that area. But I went up front, I sat down, I saw all these parents and I thought, you know what? How great would it be if when Tasha comes out and the curtains opens up, she sees her dad, her mom, and this new man in her life, Oscar, all sitting front row. And sure enough, when that curtain came and she walked out, I mean, her face was beaming.
Beaming.
That's what it was all about, watching Tasha's face.
How important that is for kids to see that their parents are still able to communicate and get along despite the fact that the marriage may be ending. How important was that to you to see that when you came out on stage that day?
Really good, because you see your friends, families who are all around, and there's like they have their brothers and sisters as well, and the mom and the dad, and then you and your parents are divorced, and you don't know if they're going to be sitting together, if they'll be on the opposite sides of the room, and just to see them like in the front row sitting together and the new guy, like it's cool to see that they're actually trying and they want to make me happy and they're thinking about me first, because really they don't, like, I think it's good because they didn't want me to be different from all my friends.
If you want to get a hold of the family that wrote this wonderful book, you can check out their website at www.relationalshifts.com.